Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten up.
Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I'm so excited to be back here live with you today. I will trust that you are doing well and things are moving forward and opening up in really phenomenal ways within your life. And I'm trusting in that because we're in the midst of some really big, what I can only refer to as changeover energy, or we can say change up energy for us as well. We're really moving, you know, between some really dynamic aspects within energy. We look at, I've talked about it before on the show, where I talk about we were really going through a really influential 4-month period where we were taking a look at everything that life was for us. We're really in a place of evaluation, planning career moves, looking at upgrading our life in some way, shape, or form, honing in on our gifts and talents, practicing, you know, being the best person that we can possibly be and working within, you know, practicing expansion, evolution, and of course, healing whatever it is that may be creating limitation or would have been holding us back in some way. We're really moving into this energy now where our soul is truly leading the way. And that can be a little uncomfortable for our ego, of course, because, you know, God forbid any of this journey of ours go without any challenges, right? But we're really moving into a place where we are assimilating some major life changes that are happening. And that's coming about because we are so blessed with the fact that we have this eclipse happening this week. There's a doorway being opened up through the eclipse energy as well as super moon energy. And that combination is really moving us into a much higher vibration of energy than maybe what we've been used to living before. And so it can get a little uncomfortable for our ego to rise up or lighten up through this process as well. So, I just want you to know that if you've been, you know, if you've been feeling it, it even today, it just feels almost like we can breathe a little easier, that maybe that feeling of being weighted down or having shackles on our ankles, that we just feel like we've got a little bit more momentum today, that things really, you know, are creating within some movement around us. And so that's really significant in terms of what's happening energetically. And we're going to see a lot of movement forward over the next few months, a lot of change, a lot of transition within our own lives, all, you know, for the greater good of our lives. And of course, the contribution of the lives around us as well, our communities and the world as a whole. That's what 2018 is all about. That's really, you know, the foundation of what it is within this year two for us, where we're looking at, you know, how it is we can be those greater contributions. So you can expect this next little phase that there will be a lot of things manifesting within our lives. So we need to become very conscientious about what it is that we're focusing on, where our mindscape is going, what it is that we're indulging ourselves in, you know, the stories, the habits of thought, et cetera, in terms of this really powerful creation period that we are moving into. It's exciting. I always get excited about when the energies start really in that aspect of even greater support, of even greater transformation, of even greater of becoming. Now, today's topic, and you know, is a little bit about unplugging, and you're going to find that it becomes necessary, especially over these next little while, that we need to unplug a little bit from what is playing out within what we understand to be the ascension, the expanding of consciousness, and again, the healing of our past. It's almost as if the universe is providing this beautiful invitation for us to completely just kind of surrender and allowing ourselves to kind of unplug, to step away and become a little bit more human within our own right. So we do reach, you know, on any journey. And I want to tell you, You don't have to be actively engaging in doing healing work, in shifting your, you know, work doing, and I say the work, but when you think about it, when you think about what it takes to, you know, our spiritual practices that we have in play that help to accelerate or help to activate or initiate those inner changes inside of us, we can sometimes invest a lot of time and money, whether it be within programs, whether it be within workshops and learning by the books we read and what we, you know, the time that we take even to have energy work done, whether it be energy work of healing work that we're doing on our own selves or whether it be in service to others or what we, you know, show up and have and be and just indulge and be the client for that period of time. And it can be, you know, we're so anxious to wake up. We're so anxious to get through the muck of our life and to discover or rediscover what is the joy, what is the well-being, you know, the wholeness and that holiness, you know, that uncovering of our own divinity. And we're all really anxious for that on some level and in some degree. And so we really want to expedite this healing journey. We want to learn as much as what we can on this path. We want to, get the grasp of the concepts, the philosophies. And so we really infiltrate or inundate our lives within this spiritual forum. What can happen, though, is we can reach, just like with anything else in life, we can reach a little bit of what's called burnout. You can refer to it as psychic burnout, spiritual burnout, but there reaches a point in time where suddenly we feel done. We feel completely done. And I'll tell you, if you have that feeling showing up in your life that says, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to go back to how things were. I'm so tired of the learning. You know, when am I going to get there? Because it can feel as if this is exhausting, you know, at periods and times in our life. But I want you to know that that feeling of I don't want to do this anymore is just as sacred and meaningful and alchemical as picking up another book or following another blog or taking on another video or program or learning anything else to expand within consciousness, even within your own healing journey, that it is just as powerful to just to have the permission to just step back, to unplug, to chuck in the towel or, you know, throw it out the window, whatever you want to do, and take a very conscious break from it all. This provides a really great opportunity for us to not only regroup and recharge, but what I can tell you from personal experience is it helps us to define and discover even greater truths, to figure out what works for us, what no longer works, what resonates within our own self. We begin to pay less attention to what is external or outside influences, and that soul on the inside becomes a little louder, and it begins to speak in here, inside of our own heart and our own soul. As I said, we are human beings. You know that. I know that. That's why we're here living in this, you know, in this crazy world of ours. And as humans, we have a wealth of experiences in this life and, of course, beyond that. And so it can feel like when we're living within a spiritual path or we're doing our spiritual journey that we can sometimes almost be pushing ourselves a little bit too hard, pushing ourselves to the next phase, to the next awareness, pushing ourselves to shift, you know, with an old paradigms and almost getting to the place where it is becoming what is the heaviness of the work behind a spiritual path. And we actually end up slowing things down when we get into that pushing ourselves to achieve or pushing ourselves to get there. So it can be, you know, we get into this place where we kind of, in the pursuit of our soul's purpose, in the pursuit of the healing and the seeking all the parts of who we are, we can get a little fed up by all of the effort we've been putting in. And it can feel like we're not reaping the benefits. So I really, you know, it can feel, as I said, that we're done with the answers. Maybe we don't want to hear from our angels one more time. We actually don't even care about what spirit has to say about what even, you know, the reassurance or our next step, where we get into this place where, you know, we can no longer hold the space. We can't hold the space for other people, whether we are teachers or therapists or we're psychics, whatever it is, that there is just something that begins to stir that is our own soul's way of asking us to step away, to unplug and simply let go into just being. Now, ultimately, when we are on this path, we are looking at rediscovering that expression of our own divinity, that sacred truth inside of us, that part of us that is so unique and so perfect within its own right, our own soul's path. And it is in the seeking of that, you know, what we call outside of us in, where our soul begins to work during these times of being unplugged from the inside out. And it's the inside out where we again discover and find our own truths, the truth of our parts, the things that are negotiable, right? The things that give us a sense of aliveness, the things that are true for us. And I'll tell you that in taking time out, in unplugging from the world as you know it, that you can trust that soul is integrating all of the work that you've been doing up till date. That there is everything that, you know, is assimilating, is falling into place, and that your next steps on the journey, your sense and your individual truth will be realized. But we do need to understand that our soul needs a little time to help to integrate. Our body needs some time to keep up to the changes, the shifts that are playing out energetically around us and within us as well. And I say around us because some of these shifts and changes that are taking place within the cosmos actually have a great effect on us, even if we don't truly understand what is at play. We can simply take a look as of the energy today that within this change up or this changeover of energy that's happening, it can feel like we are walking between both worlds because we truly are, that there is a lot of increased spirit activity within the energies of today, that it's almost as if it can be hard to discern or associate whether or not, you know, what world we're living in, because there's such the emerging of both of these worlds into reality for us. And so in a day like today, when we are so tuned in and tapped in, there's much more going on. We are having increased activations within the upper chakra systems, where there is heightened expression within us on a vibrational level. And that is why there's a heightened expression of spirit activity so well around us as well. But in the activation of those chakra systems, there's healing going on. There's karmic imprints that are being erased. There are things that are being recalibrated and basically, the light is being turned on to a higher degree than perhaps it's been in the past. And so with that, even though we might feel perfectly normal, of course, we know normal is just a setting on the washer, but we might feel perfectly normal. We might feel as if nothing is really going on in our world, but we do feel called to unplug, to veg out, to flick on Netflix and just watch shamelessly every kind of movie that you've been, you know, wanting to watch. Just being able to sit and just, as I said, to be without any movement, without having to do anything, in the knowing that even at those times, like today, there is something even greater going on for us on a level that maybe we don't even understand. That sometimes the things that we're experiencing within our need to unplug, our need to step away, our need to, you know, to just shut the world off is an opportunity of renewal, but also an opportunity in which integration and healing are taking place at a whole entirely different level. For a lot of psychics and healers, we can be susceptible to that burnout. And we tend to give too much of ourselves to other people far too often. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, really, it actually goes to show how compassionate we are, how, you know, how eager we are to be of service. And I think, you know, it really indicates, I mean, really not only our purpose, but it speaks to who we are as people, that we really, you know, have a tendency to put other people's needs in front of our own because we want to be of service. We want to assist as many people as possible. And one of the most important things that we do is we have to look at protecting our energetic space. We have to ensure that we're not reaching that state of burnout. So what is that burnout? What is this spiritual burnout, this psychic burnout that I'm speaking about? Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of different symptoms that come into play. And that can include, and is not limited to, exhaustion, feelings of depression. There can sometimes be dread about going to work. And you would think, oh, when we're in service with people and helping others, how can you dread that? Well, there's a part of us that is very human that just says, you know what? Oh, my gosh, I just don't have the energy today for another client. We can feel almost unbearable responsibility sometimes. We can feel overwhelmed by the amount of people that there is to help or the amount of energy that, you know, that it takes to even be around other people who may be in need, those people who, you know, are grieving, the people who are suffering in some capacity, that it can, in some way, that the energy can begin to affect us. You know, what about crying for no reason? Now, this is always one of those times in that, you know, we have to be really careful because as compassionate healers, I'll tell you, oh my gosh, when we tap into our heart and when we are living from a heart-centered life and we have compassion and we have, compassion for the human condition and we're around people who are suffering or grieving, it can be very easy for us to cry. I mean, I cry during commercials sometimes because they're cute and sweet and they've touched my heart in some way. I mean, it doesn't have to just be within what can be the challenges or the horrors or the traumas within the world. It can be at the sweetest things, but you'll find that if you are crying more often than maybe what you're used to, crying often, crying for no reason, it can be an indication that you've reached a little bit of that burnout where you're just exhausted by the healing journey, exhausted by the spiritual journey, or even in terms of being of service to other people. You know, things we look at what we understand depression to be. Now, for many people, we've all had opportunity to play in the sandbox of depression. We all know and understand what that's like, how it feels. And I'll tell you, we really don't want to visit there ever again. But we can sometimes still have those feelings of that difficulty of getting out of bed. You know, where we just, it's really difficult for us to have momentum in the day. Now, it can also go into some other things like procrastination. I know I certainly have been procrastinating a lot of things over this last month. That was a huge indicator for me that, oh, Bonnie, hang on. You're getting into dread over your job. You're getting into dread, you know, over some of the most exciting opportunities that are coming your way. And you're procrastinating. I always speak about my husband and I'll, poor guy, I talk about him often. If only he knew how much I talked about him. But he, I always say, is the king of procrastination, that he has a great way of being able to just kind of put off things a little bit. And it was always one of those things that I judged or I saw in him. But what I saw in myself lately was the fact that I fell right into the trap of procrastination as well. That it was suddenly I was putting off the things that I knew I could get done. Because why? I had no energy. I had nothing more to give, drained and depleted. And I honestly will sometimes go into a place where I don't want to be around people. I avoid people. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. Where I just need to take a time out. I could, there's a cute little saying that my daughter sent me one day, and she said, "It's just one of those days, Mom. It's just too people-y out there for me today." And I completely understand it. The world can become too people-y for us. And those are all indication that, you know, perhaps we're reaching a burnout phase. Now, we can go on to the fact that we can have other, you know, we can create illnesses. We can suffer greater from anxiety. We might feel really restless. you know, maybe we're not eating healthy, or there's hair loss or irritability, whatever it is, those are all indications that it's time to take a break. It's time to take a rest, perhaps even a short sabbatical from everyone and everything, so that we're able to nurture ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally. And by unplugging, we are actually nurturing ourselves spiritually as well. We can take a look at the things that give us joy. We can give ourselves permission to do nothing at all. Because honestly, it's what we need. Especially, as I said, through great periods of transition within the enormous and dynamic energies that we have been playing with within this first part of 2018. That we can get to this place where we just need to take care of ourselves. Burnout can be avoided, but we've got to start recognizing the signs. We've got to begin to become conscious of how we are feeling. When is the last time, my friends, that you have stopped to ask yourself, how am I feeling in this moment? How is my body feeling in this moment? Just by simply becoming aware and stopping and asking the simplest of questions, that can be enough to provide an indication that maybe we need to veg out. We need to take a day off. We need to step back and refuel. You know, I'll often speak to my clients about the fact that when we look at it from an energetic capacity, we can envision ourselves much like a vehicle. I mean, we are these spiritual beings having a very human experience, and our bodies are the vehicle in which we are driving around in this lifetime. So to understand that from a vehicle perspective, to understand that our vehicle has a gas tank, and when we have a full tank of gas, we are able to drive distances. We can go places here and there and back again. We have so much energy, and we can give from this reservoir of this full gas tank. But at some point in time, we need to stop and refuel. Eventually, our gas tank gets on low. And sometimes it gets completely depleted and we're running on empty. And when we reach a place of running on empty, we are not in a position to be of service, to be of help to anyone else other than our own self. And even at that point in time, we're not sometimes much help to ourselves either. That's where we start making maybe some bad decisions or bad choices. Those times when we think, you know, yeah, I'm going to have the chocolate cake, even though I know my green smoothie with protein would be much, much better for me. You know, we avoid those things where we know that meditation might be the answer, that we just need to stop and drop and meditate to slow things down. And yet, you know, we find that we're not doing it. It's an indication that perhaps it is time for us to replenish our energy so that we can fill ourselves up, so that our cup can once again overflow, that we can live with an abundant amount of energy without being empty, without being exhausted. And I'll tell you, the more that we give to ourselves, the more opportunity that we take to fill up our own gas tank by unplugging from the world around us, the more of us, the more energy, the more good that we're able to give and to do in the world, that we can sometimes undervalue the work we do. We can undervalue our energy. We can undervalue, and I'll tell you, that exhaustion, it contributes to burnout. And in our world of duality, I'll tell you, there needs to be an exchange of energy. And so if we are only giving and giving and giving, and we're not taking opportunity to receive, to renew, or recoup our energy, we're going to be of no good whatsoever to anyone. Now, I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break and perhaps shed a little light on some of the things that you can do to take care of you a little bit more. I'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerbee. Did you know that every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-NU, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options, and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to. With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve2037?
Steve2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
And welcome back to the show, sweet friends. I'm talking today about, you know, unplugging, the beauty of unplugging, the joy of unplugging, and really what the greatest of spiritual transformation that can take place from our ability to just step back, step away, to recognize the ways in which we might be on a state of burnout, and how it is that we can nurture, replenish, and the fact that it is actually good for our soul. And because it's good for our soul, greater purpose evolves. We have more clarity in our direction and without any of the other influencing energies, whether it be within our, you know, that of our own self, or whether we are, you know, healers or helpers of any kind in the world where we're working, you know, in helping others, that we that stepping back so that we can take care of ourselves. The more we can take care of ourselves, the greater position that it puts us in to be able to take care of others. Now, if you have found that you've reached the point of burnout, where you are, you know, some of those ugly symptoms I talked about prior to the commercial break, if you are in that place, if you've reached that point, it is time to take a break. It is time for some rest. And we can't, very often, we ignore the signs of burnout and our exhaustion, and we refuse to take care of ourselves And so, you know, that doesn't help because we actually can become ill as a result, and burnout can be avoided. That's one of the things I want to speak to you about, but it becomes a matter of us becoming very conscious about creating balance in our life. Balance is the key word here. That's probably the best way to avoid any spiritual or psychic burnout is to make sure that our life is balanced, that our needs are being met on all levels. I mean, to make sure that we're meeting our physical needs, you know, by eating healthy and wholesome foods, drinking lots of water. Oh my gosh, the number of people that I speak to who do not, you know, who are not fully hydrated, and dehydration can cause many of the symptoms of burnout. Dehydration can create tension in the body and actually, you know, contributes to a greater stress factor, can, you know, begin to actually affect our, you know, our ability to thrive. I mean, we get lethargic, we get listless when we are dehydrated. Again, those symptoms of burnout. So we look at, you know, again, drinking lots of water, making sure that we're getting plenty of exercise. Now, moving our body, as you know, I just came back from my NIA certification about a week or so ago now, and it was so great to move my body in a whole brand new way. Now, this is about finding exercise as being something that's going to fuel you, that you enjoy doing, that, you know, that joy of movement. And that's one of the foundations of NIA. It's all about the joy of movement. And so it really, really spoke to me. But we need to look at finding an exercise regime that really fuels us in a way that it brings us joy, that we actually don't feel like we're exercising at all, whether that be simply stretching our bodies and creating some movement, whether that be going for a walk in nature. We need to do something to move the energy out of our body and raise those endorphins. So, you know, we need to also make sure that we're taking care of our emotional needs. And that's by spending time with friends, by hanging out with loved ones. I mean, that's really the joy of, you know, I talk about the joy of movement, but the joy that I've had over the last, you know, week or couple of weeks to visit with family, to have, you know, hang out with my daughter-in-law, my little grandson is soon to arrive here. And it was so great just to hang out with my kiddos, just to be mom for a few days. Now, it also means that we need to make time for recreation. And again, do those things that I'm bringing the word forward again, that give us joy. Now, our mental needs, that might be reading. It might be going to classes or lectures for sure. But our mental needs can simply mean watching shamelessly, as I said earlier, a few shows on Netflix, indulging in a different world that, you know, doesn't have to do with our reality, allowing us to, you know, plug into a different storyline, even for just a few hours. Our spiritual needs, of course, that becomes from connecting with other people, people who are like-minded, who are like-hearted, communing with ourselves and communing with the divine. But as I said earlier, our spiritual needs can be simply stepping back from the path, stepping back from doing the work, stepping back from any more reading, any more doing, any more have to, should do, or need to. The moment we bring any of those three into play, I have to, I need to, and I should, we put an immense amount of pressure on ourselves, increasing expectations. And where there's expectations, we take on the weight of the world. And through those expectations and the weight of the world, we actually begin to activate resentment inside of us. And oh my gosh, we want to stay away from all of that funkiness. So we have to look, you know, how do we now become aware of the fact that we're reaching a state of burnout, that we need to unplug, that we need to reboot from the inside? So, you know, what gives us that sense of being alive? Maybe it is time at the lake of sitting by the river and watching the water, you know. Maybe it's traveling through the mountains or snuggling up in your bed with your favorite, you know, with your favorite blanket or just your pillow or, you know, cuddling with your puppy. Whatever it is, it's something that gives back, something that you get to recharge your batteries with. So it doesn't matter what kind of line of work that you do, no matter, you know, what you're doing, it is important to maintain well-being. That and maintaining well-being is about maintaining strong boundaries. To look at what are the ways in which you can create ease within your life, maintain that bubble of light around you. How is it that you're able to navigate your day without, you know, taking on anything more? So boundaries come into play. And if you don't have boundaries in your life, you're going to know it. You're going to feel as if people are taking advantage of you. Perhaps they're calling, you know, often, or, you know, those friends that doesn't matter how much advice you give them, they're still looking for more advice. Those are always indication that maybe we need some boundaries. You know, what works for you? If you're working, you know, if you're working with clients, maybe you need to stick with a schedule as much as possible. Make sure that the hours that you work are the times when you have the most energy in the day. Sometimes you need to be flexible, but we also need to be careful, because we also, you know, want to make sure that we're not giving to others more than what we're giving to ourselves, because we don't want to get into a place where we're sacrificing. And being a giver, it can be very difficult to say no, but that's your magic word. You can say no in the most loving and honest way and give to yourself. No, I'm just not able to do that today. Thank you for asking. No, I'm sorry. I'm not available to help you out. But can I make a recommendation? Ding, 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 ding. That's the next thing I want you to consider. Make recommendations. Recognize you are not the only one on this planet here to save the world. In fact, none of us are. That we're here to really save ourselves. That we're here to understand, to recognize our, as I said, our own divinity, to have this, you know, this beautiful life experience here. That this isn't about, you know, saving the world. And sometimes we can feel as if we need to help, even if we're not working professionally in, you know, in doing as a medium or working professionally as a healer. Like I said, it doesn't matter what line of work that you're in. There needs to be that ability to say no. No, I'm sorry, I can't help. Can I please make a recommendation to you? Because I'll tell you, I've got a handful, in fact, a really long list of people who I can recommend, who are wonderful, who are great. And to remember that sometimes you are just the way and the means that someone receives the help that they need. You might not be the one to help them, but you definitely are the way and the means in which they can receive the help that they're looking for. I think it's really important as well that, you know, to make sure that when we're feeling sick, when we're feeling tired and exhausted, it's important to know that you have permission to reschedule, whether it be an appointment that you have personally, even though it might be inconvenient, you have permission to reschedule, and you have permission to reschedule your clients too. As I always say to my clients, I want to ensure that I can be 110% for them when we are spending our time together, because then I know I can truly be of service. And if I can't give 110%, I know that I'm only giving a half-hearted reading, or it's only a half-hearted healing. And their well-being and their health is so important. And so I'll tell you, the moment that you say to your client, I'm just not feeling 110% today, I'm sorry, but I will need to reschedule, they may be disappointed. But I'll tell you that 9.5 times out of 10 that I've had to do this, that my clients always come in and say, you know what, Bonnie, at the time I was completely devastated that we had to reschedule. But now I understand why, because something needed to play out in their life. They weren't in a state of the readiness, or they hadn't quite, you know, something happened within the few days that shifted them into a new direction, or helped to shed some light and brought them into a place of even more readiness than maybe what they were ready for even before. Now, grounding. We hear about grounding all the time. Now, I want to tell you, and I've said it over and over again, so you're going, if you're tuning in saying, oh my gosh, here she goes talking about this again, is because it's such an important message. And maybe, I don't know, I just feel I have to talk about it some more. I'm going to trust spirit with that one. The old traditional spiritual practices of grounding are out the window, like they truly are. It's just a belief that we are not grounded. We are already grounded, and that we can indulge in that groundedness by working cooperatively with Mother Earth, by simply taking off our shoes and sticking them in the grass, putting them into the cool earth. Just looking that grounding can happen during the day, after work, but it allows the energy to keep moving through our bodies so that it doesn't get stuck in our body. That's the purpose of grounding, not to keep us here. You know, some people say, you know, I've got to root to the earth so that I don't fly away. I don't float away somewhere, right? Like that little airhead balloon, that I've got to be here and tied to the earth, secured to the earth. Well, the purposes of grounding aren't so much in terms of needing to be tied to the earth, as what it is about the exchange of energy, keeping the energy moving through our bodies. I mean, energy never really gets stuck. It's always moving. It just might slow down. And so anything that becomes stagnant, where it becomes almost sticky and not wanting to move, earthing is one of the greatest ways in which we can rejuvenate. One of the ways that we can avoid that spiritual burnout. You know, you're spending too much time in the heavens when you reach a little bit of spiritual burnout. It's that creating that balance, that 50-50, right? 50% in our physical world, 50% in that spiritual world. That, you know, we want to make sure that we're down to earth in our work. And so, you know, we can still raise our vibration, we remain grounded. And that allows us access to the highest levels of guidance. And of course, what we can bring in through from other dimensions, etc. We can enter, you know, into space, right? But it allows the universe to better work with us in what would have other been confining within energy, an aspect of just earthing, of just being in connection with the earth. Hug a tree, sit by a tree, hang out in the park, put your feet in the grass, breathe in some fresh air. All of those are ways that we naturally are grounded. There's not a whole lot of work we need to do to remain grounded, but grounding is one of the most important things that we can do in helping us to avoid that burnout. Mother Nature is the greatest of healers. I love spending time in nature. As I said, nature is where I unplug. We have this opportunity. Our family has land down by the river, and every year we go and unplug. And by what I mean by unplug is not just stepping away. It's I have no cell phone service. I have no internet connection. I have no way in which to engage with the outer world. And I'm giving opportunity to engage with my inner world by being in nature, the sound of the river, being around the trees. And it's so rejuvenating to me. Unplugging gives me opportunity to slow down, to be still, to get to know myself better, to create some stillness, some quiet. And in doing so, clarity. Because we can be so inundated, and especially as empaths, we're constantly taking on the energy of other people, whether it be of the collective consciousness or of our clients or whatever it is. But I'll tell you, when we can get into a place of being out in nature, we can use breathing to cleanse our body of other people's energies, allowing what's not ours to basically flow out. It goes, it's gone. And the more that we breathe, the more we receive of that vital life force energy, of that prana energy. And in receiving that, we receive everything else in order to sustain prosperity, to sustain our well-being. As I said, to receive clarity, direction, a feeling of even greater purpose. And it's because we finally gave ourselves opportunity to be free. To be free. And in being that freedom that we create, to simply be who we are at that time of unplugging, we're put into a much healthier position to serve others. Now, I have gone through burnout a few times, and I know that, you know, like everything, God takes us through it. God will see us, you know, God takes us to it. He will see us through it. But there is purpose in it too. It's like I needed to understand what burnout was. I needed to see and recognize the symptoms of my own burnout, how it is that I needed to create balance. So what I've done in helping to avoid it is that I periodically, and of course, if you've been hanging out with me over the last little, you know, last few years, you know, that I periodically take sabbaticals. That I take sabbaticals, whether it be for a week, whether it be for 2 weeks, whether sometimes it's for, you know, for longer, for a month. But I periodically take sabbaticals so that I can step away, unplug, indulge in some of the, in my own heart-centered projects that, you know, I want to do, writing my book, you know. But to look at those opportunities or creating opportunities where I can give back to me. And for a lot of, you know, for a lot of my time, serving other people with my gifts, you know, was the priority. And clearing my schedule, you know, to take my own needs into account was really difficult. Because, you know, I recognized, I mean, like I said, I wasn't the only one here to help. And I had to let go of feeling responsible to help. That to know that my sole responsibility was to be the clearest channel I possibly could be, to provide the highest information for the good of my clients and all, you know, and all those connected with them, that I had to accept that I had no power or responsibility to them. I had to release those expectations. I had to remember that I could not carry their journeys, even though I deeply care about my clients. And anytime they come to mind, I'm blessing them. You know, I'm sending energy for their well-being. But I had to look at caring for me first, filling up my fuel tank, letting go of that responsibility that I had. Now, again, I truly believe we need to have some flexibility there, because there are times when, oh my gosh, there are people, you know, there are emergencies that happen. There are people who are in desperation. And when I'll tell you, when you are taking on a tremendous, you know, when they've got tremendous difficult and challenges happening in the life, it can feel like they're drowning. And so, you know, I want to be there to help, but we also need to be careful at the same time. So I find that by creating balance in my professional calendar, ensuring that I have time to give and that I have time to receive, that I have time to show up and be Bonnie Wirth, the inspirational speaker, the spiritual teacher and medium, and that I've got time to be Bonnie Wirth, who is all those things, and who is a mom and a woman, a wife, a friend, and just me. And looking at creating that balance, finding how it is so that I can be of even greater service. But we've got to, you know, it's important, as I said, we can respond in all kinds of situations, but we also have to recognize that we can't constantly be dealing in those states of emergency, that we can't, you know, we are, just because we say no, it doesn't mean we're less compassionate. It doesn't mean we don't care. I have found that the greatest blessing that I can be in other people's lives, at those times when I have reached burnout, in times when I have had to, I have stepped away to be on sabbatical, to unplug and take my time out, that in cases of emergency, that in knowing that, again, I can make recommendations, that I can give a little bit of guidance or help, but the greatest blessing and contribution I can be is to pray. That the art of prayerfulness, the state of prayerfulness, can do more good in someone's life over a situation, over a circumstance, than what me being actively engaged with trying to fix it or make it better can ever be. That at those times when I know that my fuel tank is empty, that I can lift up with intention, with prayer, and offer for more for someone's life, to enact upon all of the powers that be in the universe to do it for me, that I'm depleted, I'm unplugged, I'm taking time out to replenish, to renew, to restore. And that in order for me to move into a place of that aliveness, that vitality, that joy, raising that joy factor, that I can be of service through prayer. And I know it sounds really simple and that people often overlook it. And I mean, I'm not talking about, I mean, there's no right or wrong way to pray. And as the moment that people hear prayer, they fall into structure, they fall into religion, they fall into resistance sometimes. But the power of prayer can simply be, angels, you need to take it over from here. That our words and our intention our intention matters more than the words. That our intent of what we hold for well-being of others, for their happiness, for their joy, that they may find ease through these troubled times, and that they may be, that their path may be lit up so they can recognize and know the glory, the truth, the unraveling that is taking place is for their highest and greatest good, and that they have peace within their lives, within their hearts, within their minds now. That we can pray and invoke and call in to the powers that be to take it over. We can hand over the oars, and we can simply sit back and enjoy the flow. We're never alone. There's so much help available to us at all times, but sometimes we forget to ask. So, sweet friends, I really want to encourage you that even if you do it for a day, you know, give yourself this challenge for one day, the unplug challenge. Turn off your computer. Turn off your cell phone. I mean, there are, you know, and I mean, turning off your cell phone can just even be turning off the ringer and the notifications, you know, so that you're no longer being interrupted. Or simply turn it off completely for an hour or two. But oh, I'd love for you to indulge in the day. Take an opportunity to step back, just to go and do something for you. To snuggle up with your fur babies or go for a walk in nature. Go for a drive. Hang out with friends. Indulge in living your life. Sometimes we get so caught up on our spiritual path of what needs to be shifted, what belief systems need to be healed, what conscious choice we have to make in this moment, what it is that we can do to accelerate our journey. Well, I want to tell you, my sweet friends, that every opportunity that you have to indulge in your humanness, you are on path. That life itself is the spiritual journey. That it's not about the work. It's not about the things we're doing, the books we're reading. It's not about our meditation practice that makes us spiritual. And it's not about our yoga practice that puts us on a spiritual path. That this very human life of ours is the spiritual path. So we may as well learn to enjoy it every once in a while by unplugging and giving back to our own selves. From my heart to yours, sweet friends, I'm wishing you a blessed and beautiful day. May the magic of the universe carry you and that you can indulge in just being you even for a day or two. Bye for now, and thank you so much for tuning in.